I'm just at Nathan Phillips Square in Toronto, and I've just been walking around this impromptu memorial to Jack Layton, which has sprouted up over the last few days since he passed away. And I've just been walking around, and if I can describe it for those that haven't been here, the entire square is a chalkboard now with people's messages of what Jack Layton meant to them, and you know what their hopes are and what difference he made. And it's just been amazing to walk around, read some of the things that people have written, see what they've said, see there's a lot of people here right now. And normally when you have a large group of people, there is this kind of a noise, but that isn't happening right now. There's kind of a like a serene bubble which just is enveloped the whole of Nathan Phillips Square. It's very calm, it's very humbling, and it's very inspirational. And it's just having a walk around and seeing what people have wrote, seeing what this one man has meant to people over so many years of public service. It's incredible. It's also the fact that right now people are lining up around the City Hall, which is right next to the square, to pay their last respects to Jack Layton, whose body is lying in state inside the City Hall at the moment. So the lineup, I can't even see where it begins. It's literally snaked all the way around from the front entrance to the City Hall, all the way around the side and off into the distance. And I believe the it's open till 8 o'clock, which is only 15 minutes from now, and I don't think that's gonna be closing at 8 o'clock. I think this lineup will go on all night, and I think this will carry on until tomorrow when Jack Layton's funeral will take place here in Toronto. It's a state funeral for him, so that's at 2 o'clock tomorrow. But yeah, I just wanted to give you a little vocal snapshot of what it's like here. It's truly amazing. If you're in the area, you got to come check this out. It's, you know, it makes you believe in people. It makes you believe that people can make a difference, and that's something that is lacking sometimes in our lives today, I think. So there we go. All right, bye for now.